Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Kevin?
Speaking.
My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well. Okay, thank you, Kevin. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president? Will you probably vote, definitely vote? Chances are 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'll vote.
Okay. Would you say definitely or probably?
Probably. I'll vote.
Okay.
I'll probably. All
right. May I know what's your age, please?
37.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number.
5.
Is that 5?
Yep.
Okay. Now, regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I lean more, I guess, conservative.
Conservative?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't really fall in any category, but I guess I'm more conservative.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, the country's fucked right now.
All right. So how would you rate your level of satisfaction?
With the country the way it's going? Zero.
So would you say very dissatisfied? Or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? We'll give you options. You can select up to 2. So climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, health care costs, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools education, crime and violence. Which two will you select?
Immigration and economy.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you for sharing. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting worse.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all? Not at all or not often?
I don't think I deal with it on the most part.
Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say, I'm sorry, anymore. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? You can tell not at all, not often, often, or very often.
Not often, honestly.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
As a white male, I've probably got less rights at this point, but I don't care.
Okay. And would you say somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Probably a lot fewer at this point.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know. So what's your opinion from 0 to 100 about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, zero.
All right. Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Ron DeSantis?
Yeah. 50.
All right. Donald Trump?
And the 4 years underneath him, I'll give him probably 65.
All right, thank you. The Democratic Party?
Zero.
The NA or NAWCP?
The what?
The NAWCP?
Zero.
The NAACP, okay. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Zero.
And Joe Biden?
Negative 100. But zero, basically.
Zero, okay. Thanks for sharing. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Probably Trump again.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
I'm not worried at all, considering they're the most discriminated against.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, I'll let you, I'll read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. And you can tell me either you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree. Here's the first one. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly disagree. There's affirmative action already screwing people over.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree. They got more rights than anybody else does.
Thanks for sharing. Reverse discriminations against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree with that.
All right. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree with that?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Kind of 50-50.
All right. Would you say somewhat agree then or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
All right. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree on that one.
Yeah. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly agree. I got more.
Thank you. All right. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I disagree with all of that because in my personal opinion, I disagree because you're taking the chance from somebody else to give it to somebody with lower grades, which hurts both sides. I disagree with all that shit.
Thanks for sharing
that. I think it's merit-based in life. If you did the job, you get it. If you didn't, well, you don't get it.
Thank you. Now, right now, we are at 56% of the survey. That means that we're close to finish. I appreciate your time. Let me move on. So I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or our school libraries can carry. And statement B, our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our school, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
I agree the parent of the child should get to choose. I don't think the school has the right to force any of that shit onto a child. I think it's up to the parent.
All right. So that would be statement A in that case?
The one where the parents controls what should be in school and LBG, I don't agree with any of the sexist stuff, racist stuff being in school. Only history should be in the books.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, would you strongly agree with that statement or some would agree with the one that you told me?
I strongly agree history should be wrote the way it should be wrote. It's not anything on us. It's just history.
Gotcha. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree. And a 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is traditional family values from 0 to 10. How undermined do you think?
10.
Thank you. A fair and equitable court system?
10.
A strong military?
10.
Quality K-12 education?
Out of 5.
Free and fair elections?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
Affordable health care?
3. Healthcare is always expensive.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can still use any number. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 1 to 10, what's the level of agreement?
About 50 or okay. 5.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10?
0. I think if any kid can get there, just gotta earn it.
All right. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You can use any number.
I guess 5. I'm going to vote, but honestly, at this point, all my years of being here, you get candidate 1, you get candidate 2. I don't know much more. The whole government screwed, honestly.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Kind of somewhat conservative.
All right. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly never.
All right. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
A cross between city and... I live in a neighborhood, but I live city, basically, kind of. Or, yeah, city.
All right. So that would be urban then, or suburban?
Yeah.
Urban, okay.
It's a 50-50 blend. It's kind of urban where I stay, but I'm literally a half mile from every damn store, so I guess urban.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here, sir, and hope you have a good rest of your day. Thank you again.
No problem.
Bye-bye.